We're talking about the internet, the past, present, and whatever comes after that. So please hang out with us in Grandma's basement.
Hanging out in Grandma's basement, having fun with all of our friends. You can't spell basement without men, and you gotta keep it down when she's going to bed. Yeah, hanging out in Grandma's basement.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Grandma's Basement. I am your host, Derek Reinfried, along with my co-host, Kent Taylor.
That's me.
How are you doing, Kent?
Oh, I'm decent. I'm ready for some internet discussion.
Internet talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a good show today. We're going to be talking about the internet. We've got a Basement of Horrors coming up in the final segment. We also have Brett Wise hanging out with us. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Derek?
I'm doing well as well.
What about me?
That's well. How about you, Ken?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks. Back to what we were talking about.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't even know what we were talking about. I think that was the show. Let's get to our guest, Cody Lupine. Who
I'm here from the internet.
He is. He's our internet.
We downloaded expert, him from the internet. That's how we got him here. He has all the information on the
everywhere.
Internet.
Legally, I hope.
Yes, he pirate baited his info.
Yeah, well.
That's fine. Okay. So, yeah. Well, do you guys want to talk about old stuff from the internet first? Like, because you've been around the internet for a long time.
Since 1951.
Damn.
1951.
Yeah. Wow.
I just have a question. What was your first AOL screen name?
That was a long time ago.
I mean,
1951 was about 65 years ago now.
was happening around 1951 that would influence you to create a really...
A bad
sticking name. Out like an email there, that would stick out.
There were a lot of servicemen in Korea downloading pornography. You know, we were fighting the Koreans, and we just, you know,
right.
Bill Gates and you know, created the internet just so that you could get that pornographic imagery out to the.
That
troops,
is why
you know?
The internet was made. I think,
of course,
well, for sure. Well, I mean,
everyone knows that.
Isn't it the internet largely just well. Describe the internet for us.
Well, it's mostly a series of tubes.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah.
So
tubes.
Yeah, it's
describe
it's a series
these
of
tubes.
No. So they're about 2.5 feet wide. They're usually full of motor oil or, you know, other lubricant because, you know, otherwise the data gets slowed down. You have to lubricate it so it travels faster. Right.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I never thought of
well,
it that way, but...
Otherwise, there's a lot of friction and it heats up. The tubes get too hot and then it shuts down.
Well, they catch on fire if you're not careful.
You can't...
Well, we'll get to some of these technicalities, I think, in a little bit here, but... it's just hilarious. I was thinking about the other day. Somebody was telling me about AIM and the instant messenger thing and all that, and I just started remembering, like, my first email was Elgato123, and then my first, like, AIM screen name was Greasy Spoon.
What year was that?
Oh, man, dude. This,
like, 97?
Well, AOL got pretty big, because I remember you had to dial up and all that jazz, and they gave you CDs.
Well,
like, remember
you get them in the AIM.
Yeah, you got those.
In the regular mail.
God.
Okay, we can discuss electronic mail later, but regular mail, this is how you got the AOL.
Oh, you'd get one, CDs. Like, once a week. Like, literally. I had, like, a stack of them.
Frisbees.
Big. Like, yeah, Frisbee. That's all I wore.
Wait, they came weekly? Or, like,
pretty much.
Why did you have to keep getting them?
I have no idea.
Oh, for updates and stuff, you think?
No, they'd get you hooked. It was just, it was a ploy.
I don't think it was, it would be, like, 90 days free or like some shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
that was
it was like, yeah.
That was
dude, this is bringing back so many stupid memories of.
I remember getting these CDs from my grandma as, like, here you go. Here's the,
in the basement.
From the mail. Oh.
Does she know that you're talking
I don't,
about
she
her?
Out, like, have,
I think
like,
we should.
Can she
what
hear
time
you?
Is it?
Can she hear you down here?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't care. She's got the TV up. She's watching her shows.
Well,
so
she's
good.
Probably
asleep anyways.
That.
I mean, shit. I mean,
well, it's
like
not 10 o'clock yet.
It's like 4:30 in the afternoon. I mean,
well, that's nap time, but...
What I thought was crazy was that, well, when you had the dial-up, listen up, kids. You don't even know... Kids that don't even know what dial-up is in this day and age, man, you have it made. That was a pain in the ass. The first time when we got a second phone line so that... You could take phone calls and be on the internet was, like, groundbreaking in my world.
Well, you'd be, you know, busy doing, you know, stuff. And then someone would just pick up the phone, you know. And
well, see, that's what happened. Like, I would be, like, on my AOL account, and I'd be, like, chatting with some babes. And then, like, my dad would be like, ah! And then the internet goes off.
Would it kill your line if somebody picked up while you were on the internet?
Literally kill it.
Yes, it literally, it no, shuts it off.
It didn't shut off the internet.
You got kicked off the internet.
No, you didn't. Like, I just remember, I remember because, like, anytime somebody would try to use a phone, they'd, like, they'd
in
pick
my
it
house,
up. And
in
then,
my
like,
house, it was like.
I swear that yeah. it would cut
yeah,
you
yeah,
off.
I think it actually
in
depends
house,
on the person
in
the house.
But some.
Really?
It was bad.
I think when you pick it up, you just hear the noise, bad. And
oh,
that's
I,
when.
I got that dial-up sound here on the YouTube.
Can we,
I was going to bring it up, I didn't want to test it. Well, no, like, I'm actually plugged in, so...
For those
go
for
ahead.
Those listening at home...
I don't know if this is going to work.
I remember there being more digits dialed. Oh, my God. I remember this taking so long.
It was like nighttime, and you didn't want to wake up your grandma, and then this yeah. shit was fucking loud.
It's like blasting.
My pants would already be halfway down by now.
I know. It's like I'm just trying to fucking masturbate. You got to do this to
oh
me right
God.
Now.
Is it
it's
still
only
going?
Been 30 seconds.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
my God, this is ridiculous.
If you think it feels long right now, just wait until it's like 1 a.m. and you're hoping that your mom doesn't hear you doing it.
Yes.
Oh my God. This is the worst.
What? No! Okay, I get the idea. That's awful, man.
Yeah.
You remember that?
That was roughly a third of how long it took.
I'm glad things have changed. We've advanced so
far. Oh my
far.
God. I felt like I blocked that out of my memory.
Well, it's very traumatizing.
It's definitely
a terrible memory of the past.
You'd spend like minutes downloading a song from Napster. Ugh,
well, do we even need to
like
discuss?
It was like an all day thing. Like I remember, like getting up in the morning, like
I'm gonna get
like,
all
oh,
these
yeah,
Linkin
wanna,
Park songs.
Yeah, Linkin Park. Yeah, no, Linkin Park. That was it. And then like I'd come home, and then like there'd be something wrong with the download. You'd get home, and you'd be like,
oh,
you'd have like 25% of
the
song. Yeah, no. Oh my God, it was the worst. Like, oh.
Oh God, yeah, that stuff sucked.
Yeah, but.
Don't you
shall we forget,
it?
Like, the loading of the images? Because now I'm pissed off when my fucking Pornhub video fucking clips. But, you know, back in the day, it's like you get half a fucking image and your internet turns off. So you gotta jerk off just to the tits. Okay?
Do you remember that awesome Simpsons episode about that? When he gets his, like, the comic book guy or whatever gets his fiber optics modem. And he's, like, super excited. And it shows, like... him downloading the image, and then Homer's thing pops up or something. It's like, Internet King, call me for faster internet. Oh, it was amazing. I guess you'd have to just be there. You know, Simpsons, that was a show.
Plow King?
I was there.
He has a lot of King stuff.
anyway.
So yeah, let's move on. That was fun talking about the past. You had talked about Netscape Navigator at one point. That was and Ask Jeeves.
Do you want to talk
Jeeves,
about...
I don't
know. Yeah,
AltaVista.
Netscape Navigator?
Oh, man. That was good.
AltaVista?
Yeah, I think Netscape Navigator is definitely going to make a big comeback.
Do you
like
think?
Bing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bing.
Well,
it's going to feature Bing and Ask Jeeves. It's going to be excellent.
Bing and Ask Jeeves are going to kind of just fuck each other.
Ask Bing.
Ask Bing.
Bing Jeeves?
Bing Jeeves.
Bing Jeeves.
Oh, that's
sounds
awesome.
Like a hip hop name.
Well, fast forward like what 10, 15 years, and now we're here.
So now we're in the present.
It's fucking crazy,
are
right?
We? Or was the present just a second?
I don't know.
Don't fuck with our minds
okay,
like that. Right, come
yeah,
on,
this isn't the Matrix or something.
Like,
but yeah,
it's just you don't know what you're looking at. Like you don't know like what color it is.
I know. Like
what kind of dress it is.
The lighting could be different.
Yeah,
on the internet.
The dress.
We should hold back on that. This is too topical. All right,
so what's going on with the future?
No, we got to go back.
Well,
to the
I mean, you're the expert. I mean, you
what do you think's
going to
happen, dude?
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
fucking crazy
no,
right
no,
now.
No,
that
no.
dress thing blew our minds, right? I mean, with how fast some stupid topic goes worldwide viral.
It makes you question the nature of reality, really. I mean, you know, what are we? What are we doing here? You just see, you know, a picture on the internet, and then...
And then you press share, I have an opinion, and then it's like, okay, everyone else does then.
I mean, I don't have a life outside of the internet. That's my life. I don't know about I think, as far as I know, you know, we have a lot of technologies expanding. I think you'll just plug your brain right into the computer and then you'll be on the internet.
Yeah.
That will happen.
I don't think it will even be plug. It will just be
wireless.
In the cloud.
Wireless.
Yeah, I mean.
Fuck in the cloud?
Fuck in the cloud. That'll be a thing for sure.
How is there not
a porn site or
turn
something?
Turn on your brain wireless and watch a porn, and then you'll feel like something
tugging
at
there's
your dick,
be
even
like
though
a,
nothing is.
There has to be a dildo, right, that you could plug into a USB drive, and a vagina that you could plug into a USB drive, and you could both be going, like, Skyping it, right? Don't you think?
Brett, what do you think?
Well, that could be a thing, I suspect.
I'm sure. It's got to be coming up.
I think internet engineers are actually already working around the clock on something like
You've
that.
You've heard
like,
of the Internet of Things, right? You know?
The Internet of Things?
We're just teaching things how to use the internet.
Well.
You know, so they don't get bored. And also so you can have, you know, dildos on the internet.
Yeah.
And your refrigerator.
What if it's better, though? Anything on the internet? Like, okay, say this porn thing happens where you could... Not really have sex, but sex in quotes, where you're like screwing your rubber vagina, and it's like whatever you thrust sends that dildo pulse to the other person. Like, what if it ends
so
up being
you're
better?
Just and, fucking over the internet,
yeah.
Like,
and
instead
what if
of
that,
cyber sex,
yeah.
It's actually like you fucking this thing, and then they have something inside them that they feel the sensation
yeah.
just traveled vast spaces.
Yes,
that's what's happening.
And if that happens,
it's gonna happen,
and that's better than like reality. And there's no like. You know, now you don't have STDs or anything. You have, like, the computer virus. That's the only thing. Like, what if that ends up being...
Computer virus?
Dude, like, people won't reproduce. Like, why would you want to have real sex?
So this is basically the idea of technology. It's stealthily trying to make humans no longer procreate.
Yeah.
Just enjoy things.
Yeah, the
pleasure.
Robots, they've already won. I mean...
I mean,
can't argue it.
I think we should go back to Star Trek here, like the Borg. You know, like I think eventually we're all going to be connected through the internet to like the hive mind, and we'll be like cybernetic
implants
possible. And shit. And, like,
hey,
yeah.
Speaking of Star Trek, everybody, this is topical.
Oh, yes,
but Leonard Nimoy has passed, I believe Brett requested a moment of silence and a finger thing.
I did indeed. Thanks,
everyone. Kim. Hold your finger things up.
Live long and prosper.
Okay.
Peace and long life.
Do you have anything to add, Kent?
Silence.
May the force. No, fuck.
Yes.
Okay. He was all
right. So back to your Star Trek thing.
Anyway.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Hive mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, think about it. Like, really. I mean, you post stuff on like Facebook or Twitter, even like. You know, like, you're not necessarily even, like, you're not even interacting with the people around you. Like, you just kind of, like, you can be sitting there on your phone on the Facebook, and you're just, like, posting your thoughts while you're talking to people, and it's up there. Like,
basically,
everybody sees it.
It takes no effort to make a big deal anymore.
Really, none
right.
whatsoever. Like, you can be sitting there, like, being totally silent in a crowd of people, and you're just, like... And you're posting the biggest friggin' thing on the internet, and all of a sudden everybody sees it, and everybody all of a sudden hates you for what you just said on the internet, and or everybody loves you,
or
that
they just
could
hate
be.
You.
Yeah. What, for the most part, generally, that's what happens to me.
What bugs me is like Cody, you were talking about before the show, sitting there, you know, nobody's actually having a conversation, but you're all like. On computer or on phone or whatever, laughing about something that you're not talking. Like, it's just so bizarre.
We just
to me.
Live in this complete state of being connected.
Right.
Which is super awesome, I think. I mean, there's pros and cons.
I think that this podcast would be a lot more effective if we just chatted it personally. It'd
That's
be
a good
way
idea.
More efficient.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just, here, let's.
You guys should just scrap this idea. We should just chat all the time.
Let's do it like a, let's do like a 10 second thing, what that would be like. Okay, here we go.
Hold on.
Ha ha. You're right.
Hey, I thought of that already.
Hey, that's a smiley face?
Look at this guy.
Oh my god, what a great show, guys.
Oh,
wow.
Snap.
That awesome.
So that's the future.
Yeah.
All right. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
But now, if that could go straight into the person's head and like turn out as wordage, that would be awesome.
I think that time will come, Derek. I think it will. Like, we'll be within the next 50
years.
Doesn't that
scare you a little bit?
Yeah. Like, no. If somebody types a message and it shows up in your head, like, you suck.
That's not
like, you could harass people.
Like, what if your thoughts
cyberbullying?
Just become a
but
message?
Think about, I mean, you could just incorporate it. And then, I mean, you could replace parts of your body with computerized parts, and they'd be, like, even more useful than they are already.
Well, that's already kind of happening, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
they have limbs and stuff now that'll use your brain signals or your nerves to be able to work just like a normal limb. So,
yeah,
you know,
prosthetics have advanced considerably.
And those are actually, as far as internet goes, those are actually connected. Like, it gives info back to the hospital, right, of, like, the performance of
you
the...
Can. Yeah,
really?
You can record it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, man, that's...
Absolutely.
That is so mind-boggling.
I heard they're planning on trying to do a human head transplant in the near future.
I think I heard about this as well.
I don't know how likely that is.
I heard of a
possible face
transplant.
All that's
going to
do is make
face,
the Futurama
like,
shit real.
Destroyed in some kind of an accident, so they got a new face donated to them.
Like Nicolas Cage?
Right? Well, no, is that like a face?
Are you sure you didn't just watch Face Off?
No, I don't think... No, it
was Nicolas Cage.
I've never seen Face Off. Like, yeah, it was Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Yes. Okay, dream team.
It was like the one guy's like, oh man, I will become him. Like, I remember the preview. Like, I remember like they were like sitting there talking, and he's like talking about this guy, and turns around, and then he's like, I will become him. And yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, I guess so. To recap. 1951, internet started, tubes and shit were hooked up, and lube was running through them, and men were jerking off to Vietnamese
only
women
boobs.
Or something. Korean women,
Korea,
my bad.
Yes.
And then fast forward 40 years or so, and now we've got AOL dial-up.
And a lot of cats.
No, oh, my
no,
God.
No, we're at AOL dial-up.
The cats are to come. Well,
oh,
my screen
cats,
name was Elgato.
We were all about dancing.
Yeah, no, dude,
we were
I was a visionary.
Yeah,
we were all about
visionary.
Dancing babies back then.
Oh, yeah,
dancing
yeah. I forgot
babies.
About that.
Oh, man.
Hamster dance?
Hamster dance.
A whole other level.
Oh, don't go back that far.
We're going to need a hamster dance clip.
No,
God damn it.
But we are... Where were we, Derek?
The future.
Anyway, then we got into... I don't know. There's something about porn not downloading. Then we got to interconnected at the dinner table. I don't know if you talk about that. That's annoying. And now we are into the future.
The Internet of Things.
I mean, is it a good thing or is it going to be end up being our downfall?
I think it's going to be good.
As long as we remain aware of where it's at, I think it will be good. But if we just completely overuse it and... allow it to just keep exponentially getting more crazy, it might fuck us a little bit.
Can we go around and state our opinions, you know, in the future?
I suppose.
Yeah, that's me.
I mean, like, let me just say that thing about, like, in WALL-E. I mean, do you guys all see that? You know, where everyone's just
I have not
looking?
Seen that.
You don't watch children's movies?
That's, like, the extreme. That was a good movie, man.
What's
it was
WALL-E?
Sad.
I don't...
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Let's say our opinions. Go on, Kent.
About what, WALL-E? Well, I think he's a robot.
The future of the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope it's not a robot cleaning up space. I mean, garbage in space. Let's just say that. That's WALL-E.
We all watched Terminator,
you did,
right?
So you did see it?
No, that's just from the commercials. What the fuck are you doing?
No, you were thinking of something else. Okay, let's go on to Brett then.
Brett.
Hey, Brett, what are you...
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I think it's pretty much the end of society as we know it, and it'll basically bring about... total chaos and the end of rule of law. Actually, no, in all seriousness, it's fine. Well, it is what it is. You know, it's the internet.
It's
fun.
It's going to be awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's going to end like overpopulation. We're not going to have to go anywhere to go to work. We'll all just sit at home. And, yeah, like, you true. Won't even have, like, limbs and shit. You'll just be, like,
you'll just be in a pod and your brain is connected.
You'll, like, plug your brain in. You'll just live forever and you won't have to have kids. I mean, nobody wants that. The future's going to be awesome.
We're all going
to
be
think, though, it could also just pass, like... I mean, the Facebook craze and, like, the MySpace thing. You know, like, MySpace and kind of went. Like, don't you think it could possibly just kind of fade out and people could go back? I don't know.
Internet?
MySpace never existed. MySpace is a figment of your imagination. I wish.
You know what
Tom is out there.
Whatever happened to that guy? Yeah, like.
Who?
We should find Tom on Facebook.
Fuck, we should get him on this podcast.
I bet. Oh man, I
who
wonder.
Made,
if, I
wait,
wonder
who made
if
MySpace?
Like, I wonder if he's like
Tom.
Who made Facebook?
Mark. Oh, okay. Oh my god, dude, I'm typing in Tom on MySpace into Google, and I have to go like I can't just type like Tom on My. Like it finally after I wrote Tom on My, like the it comes up Tom on MySpace.
That's
Tom
the
Anderson
hive mind, motherfucker.
How's he doing, Brett? Does he look like he's doing good?
Let's see. Let's see. Thomas Anderson, born 8 November 1970s.
Is this true
American
information?
Co-founder of the social networking website MySpace, which was founded in 2003, and. Oh, okay, until 2010, he would be automatically assigned as the first friend of new MySpace users.
There's a new friend.
Let's see. What is he doing now? Personal life. Let's go here. Anderson is active on other social media platforms, including Facebook, Reddit, and Twitter, and Google Plus. Apparently, is that still a thing? Like,
No.
But Google's awesome.
Let's see. About the Burning Man Festival and blah, blah, blah. I'm trying
He's
doing stuff.
I'm trying to make something beautiful, make a paint like a painter would. Anderson travels globally with friends.
You can't hate on him too much. He revolutionized.
Yeah, no.
What does he say about being a painter?
Wait, it's a whole quote. Let's see.
Read that shit.
Okay, so let's see.
Sum it up for us.
Okay, Anderson cited friend and photographer Trey Ratcliffe for facilitating his skill development and explained, quote, I'm not necessarily trying to represent nature exactly. I'm trying to make something beautiful like a painter would. And it says Anderson travels globally with friends to locations such as Thailand and Myanmar, where he primarily focuses upon landscape and images. And let's see. Oh, another quote. If I knew me before MySpace, you'd probably thought I'd never been a scholar teaching philosophy, or you'd probably think I'd have been a scholar teaching philosophy in a university my whole life. If you met me before college, you'd probably have thought I'd be a musician for my entire life. I like change. And don't we all? Don't we all? All
right.
Well,
yes.
That's great.
He sounds like a really cool dude.
I think that's the most that anybody has talked about.
Yes, that's the history. We gave Tom some serious props there.
Tom, fist bump.
We gotta move on here.
Dude.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick break. When we get back, we're gonna be having a brand new Basement of Horrors.
Are we gonna have a word from our sponsors?
Yeah, we'll get to that in the break.
We'll figure that out.
See you in a couple minutes. Probably not. Actually, it'll be like 10 seconds.
Welcome to Basement of Horrors. The year is 1996, and our story takes place in a town in southern Illinois. A woman has just been reported missing, and a man has been brought in for questioning. So sit back, turn up the bile, and enjoy this week's tale, Screens of Depravity.
All right, Mr. Bud Crow. I'm Detective Hooper of the Southern Illinois Police Department, and this here is my partner, Detective Smith.
They call me Nuts.
We're here to ask you some questions about the disappearance of Marie Bulger. If you cooperate, we'll give you what you requested. You help us, we help you, understand?
All right, but I didn't do nothing. I swears it.
So where were you last night between the hours of 9 o'clock and midnight?
I ate some Hardee's, watched Sling Blade, did some jumping jacks, and other exercises, and then went to bed. That's it.
So your movie was a couple hours long, and your food took about, what, 20 minutes or so? How long was your workout?
About 30 minutes. I'm really into fitness. Oh, and then I showered.
Cut the bullshit. We can see that you dialed up your 56K modem at 6, 7, 10, and 12:30 last night. You were on over 70 different dirty sites. That must have taken hours. And you don't even look like any athlete I've ever seen. Look at that gut.
No, maybe there's some mistake. I mean, I do use a lot of internets. But how can you blame me? It's almost $40 a month. Now can I please have my bathroom break?
We need answers, Mr. Crow. Real answers. We know that you were on the internet all night long, and Ms. Bulger needed to get online. Her co-workers said they saw the two of you talking about it at McDonald's that afternoon. She was last seen near your building.
Shh, Jesus, man. Fast food twice in one day? What the fuck is this world coming to?
Cool it, nuts. What do you have to say, bud?
She stopped by for a little bit to check her email, and then she left. Nothing happened.
Nothing, huh? Then you won't mind if we check out your apartment, then?
I guess not, but can I please get that bathroom break?
After a lengthy bathroom break, Bud takes the detectives to his apartment. The room is dark and dingy, and there are computer monitors with pornographic images as screensavers, as well as an image scanner next to them.
Well, let's have a look around. Are we going to find anything, Mr. Crow?
No, sir. Let's just get this over with. I've got a busy day ahead of me.
Oh, man. Look at this. Look at this. All this filth? You're one sick fuck, you know that? You ever had a real woman's touch? I mean, just look at this crap. www.dirtynipples.com?
Well, this place is pretty disgusting, but there don't seem to be any signs of a struggle.
www.chocolatemilkparty.com? Come on, man.
Look, officers, we all have our vices. But like I said, I didn't do nothing. So are we done here?
Just another moment. What's this image scanner for?
No, wait! Don't touch that! That's for work!
Well, what do we have here? Looks like there's some Polaroids of Marie Bulger. She's tied up, and there are greasy Hardee's wrappers, and equally greasy hands all over her body.
I warned you not to touch that!
Hey, you stay back in that corner, you twisted freak. Where is she? Where the fuck is she?
What's that? It's coming from the closet!
Get away!
Oh, hey!
Get him off me!
Alright, stay back. Stay
get
back.
Get him off me. I can barely reach the closet. It's Marie.
She's
barely conscious, but it looks like she'll live.
No! I needed her. She's mine.
Cuff him, nuts.
You're under arrest, you son of a bitch. If she dies, you'll fry for this, you pervert. Come on, Hooper. Call the paramedics. Let's get this chicken choker out of here. Okay. I don't want to hear a peep out of you. Just keep quiet back there. All right, I'm buckled up. Let's roll.
Well, nuts, we got one more creep off the streets. And the interweb, for that matter. It was only a matter of time before his fantasies had to become his reality.
Yeah, one last sad piece of shit beaten off all over our city. Spending his life in the dark, jacking his beanstalk to women he'll never know wasn't even enough. Jeez, I tell you, 2 months from retirement and you think you've seen it all.
But I'm in love with
you. You don't know what love is. You ever even had a real girlfriend? Or do you always steal them?
Come on, nuts. Let's get this asshole's behind bars and get a drink.
Hey, you know what, Hooper? I think I'm going to give me an idea. You just gave me an idea for retirement. I'm going to open a little joint called Bar Behind Bars, a jail-themed pub.
You're too much.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe when I get out, I'll stop by.
Shut up!
Ah, fuck off.
And so our story ends with Bud Crow locked up for good, and Marie Bulger safe and sound. It seems that Mr. Crow wanted to start his own fast food-themed pornography website, but couldn't find any willing participants. One might say that Hooper and Nuts turned his hard drive floppy. Join us next time on Basement of Horrors. All right, everyone, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into Basement of Horrors. That was pretty amazing.
It sounded kind of old, though.
It was pretty old.
Like from an old-time radio.
I know. Vincent Price was on that shit, dude. Okay, so... Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Cody. You were a great internet expert. Good work, Brett.
Thanks, Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kent, how'd I do?
You did great. Oh. I'm so glad to be in Grandma's basement with you.
Yes. It's getting about that time where we have to keep it down.
I know. Let's turn it down. All right. Well, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. We're going to be talking with another guest, and it's going to be amazing. So be well. Oh, God. That's what they say at Walgreens. Fuck.